Welcome back to another episode of a Blissfully Balanced Life podcast. I am so excited you are here. And if this is your first time, I am your host, Crystal Ray, and I am a certified health and fitness coach and a Reiki master. I created this podcast to teach you ways to live a holistically healthy life in the most easiest way possible, basically. And so I share tips and tricks from myself, my own experience, as well as bring on experts to help you really learn all these different tools and ways that you can create the type of holistic life that works well for you. Today's episode is sponsored by Crystal by Crystal, which is an Etsy shop that has beautiful intention candles to help you manifest more healing, abundance, and love into your life. You can check out the link in the descriptions, or you could just go to Etsy and search crystalbycrystal.com. So one, I know today's episode is a little bit late. It's a little bit later on Monday than you guys are typically listening to this episode, but I was kind of contemplating what is it that I really wanted to showcase to you guys this week. And I really have had this idea of abundance and manifestation and how to make it happen for you more seamlessly. Earlier in the season on this podcast, we talked about motivation. How to stay motivated, what you can do to stay more motivated, some tips and tricks. But today I really want to bring you this idea from an energy perspective. So talking about like your aura, your vibration, being in alignment, being in the flow with life, how the thoughts you're thinking and like what you can do to help you stay in a space that allows you to reach your goal much more seamlessly. So one of the things I want you to recognize and realize is that when you have a goal in mind, sometimes the journey does not look the way in which you thought it would. So we have these expectations. We think that I'm going to reach this goal and here's how I'm going to do it. And then once the journey changes, energetically, we change as well. Hence, some of the negative thoughts we might feel, some of the doubts we might feel, some of the procrastination or just getting stuck in the mud. You know what I mean? We kind of just pause and we don't move further along towards our goal. What's happening is we're creating more resistance within ourselves energetically. And this is one of the reasons why if you listen to Abraham Hicks or Neville Goddard or a whole bunch of different people, they always talk about getting into a feeling state. You want to feel what it is that you want to achieve. And I've been really playing around with this idea lately, and it really does work. So one of the things that happens, and this is my best suggestion for you guys off of personal experience, is you have this goal. It might be to build a business. It might be to feel healthier. It may be to feel more like your authentic self, to be more spiritually connected, whatever the case might be, to find love. You have a goal. And now with this goal, the question of, well, what is the feeling you'll have when you achieve it? Right? Like for me, one of the feelings I may have is energized. Another one of the feelings might be freedom. So now the question becomes, how can I feel that feeling that I want to have when I reach my goal today in the now? And so what I'll do is every day I will figure out a way to re-embody the feeling that it is that I'm craving. Let's say that I want freedom in my life when it comes to my schedule. Well, I'll go for a walk midday. And that helps me feel as if I have freedom because I got to choose to just go outside and take a walk and be in nature. Or when it comes to having energy, I may really just get to bed earlier and do what I can to make sure that I'm going to embody this feeling of energy. Another thing, of course, that I do is drink celery juice in the morning, or like maybe I'll have some cacao. I'll do something that's going to help me feel more energized. That's, of course, a natural way. I don't drink coffee. I don't use energy drinks. So I will just figure out ways to make myself feel more energized. I might exercise. I might do yoga. I might meditate. It's a question of that day, how am I actually feeling physically? And what is it that's going to help me feel energized in that day? So then I start feeling that feeling. And so instead of waiting for this goal to get here, I am starting to feel how I want to feel ahead of time. And now this is the secret when it comes to manifesting. This is the aha moment. if you can get into that feeling state now, you're going to keep your vibration up high. And when your vibration is higher, you are capable of being in the flow. You're capable of attracting, as Abraham Hicks will say, you're in the vortex. You are in the space where things can come to you more easily. You know, it's like you'll just be sitting there and something is attracted to you. You are in that space. So what I want you to do, and what I really want to encourage you with in this episode, is start to become conscientious of when you are having the doubtful feelings, the doubtful thoughts, you're feeling stuck in the mud, and all those things. You're complaining. Become aware of them. And then nip them, right? Like you notice that you're doing that and you're going to just stop doing it in that moment. If you want, you could take 17 seconds to like feel it through and whatever, but you're going to move on to get more so into the feeling space in which you're looking to embody and which you're going to have when you reach your goal. So instead of you getting into that space when you reach your goal, you get into it now, you stay on that high vibe frequency level, and then the goal starts to become more quickly and it happens more seamlessly. The best example I can give for this literally is so many women who I've worked with. They're like, oh yeah, I want to focus on weight loss, et cetera, et cetera. I personally never focus on weight loss because if we're focusing on losing the weight, it's very easy to become discouraged. It's very easy to doubt the journey and the process. But if you can focus on being healthy and getting into a place where you feel good into your body, the weight is going to fall off anyway. One of the reasons why it doesn't is because you're stressing so much. You're keeping it on. You're stressing yourself out about it. And so like, this is the thing when it comes to any goal. When you're looking to reach a goal, especially when it comes to entrepreneurship, we get so fixated and so focused on getting that goal. And when the journey doesn't look the way in which we expect it to look, we get down on ourselves. But the most beautiful thing is that we can hit our goal in so many different ways. It's just about creating the space and allowing the universe to bring us to our goal, whatever is going to be in our highest and greatest good. And that's why for me, when I've kind of let go of this picture of what my journey should look like, it allows room for it to unfold in whatever way it's supposed to unfold. And then this just makes it even more exciting. And it's trusting in the fact that you're going to hit your goal. Like there's no reason why you're not going to hit it. So on that note, I do want to talk about something else that's a really big piece of all of this. And it has to deal with blockages that we may have within ourselves. And I've done a lot of work with confronting old memories and subconscious programming and just questioning different things within myself. But if you're looking to get to a certain goal, and I guess this is really when it comes to like money issues, when we're struggling with attracting more abundance, the question is really like, well, what is it that I believe about money? What are my money beliefs? Where did they come from? Are these even my beliefs? And if you guys listen to the episode with Bernadette this season, we talk about a lot of this stuff. And one of my favorite exercises is writing a letter to money. And when you can start to understand where certain belief systems started for you, you can then go back and heal whatever it was that happened. You can heal an older version of yourself. And this is something that I do use Reiki energy to do as well. Help provide healing for your past self. But we can let this go and move on. And so when it comes to looking to achieve a goal, I do know that sometimes it's beyond, you know, getting through the feeling and working through it in the future. Like sometimes we do have to venture into the past. We do have to venture into our beliefs. We do have to look at the reasons why we're not reaching our goal. We have to see what's stopping us, what's limiting us. And full disclosure, like one of the things for me is my worth. I associate my self-worth with my money worth because growing up, my dad didn't want to pay child support for me, and he didn't want to acknowledge that I was his kid. And there's like this whole thing about him wanting to pay for me and me craving his approval and his love and feeling like I'm not worthy because my own father didn't even want to pay for my life in a sense, you know? And so that's something that I've kind of had to really break apart and dissect and understand that I am worthy regardless. I am worthy because I am worthy. I am a human being. I am allowed to be worthy. My ideas are good, right? So I share that story with you just to encourage you and to show you that we can acknowledge what things that are painful for us and still sort through them and work through them and let go of different beliefs, change our beliefs, and just get into a different space. And I'm going to tell you this as well. Like, when you start living life, when you are operating on a how do I feel basis, and every day you're doing whatever you need to do in order to help improve how you feel, everything is different. The whole world changes. Your entire world changes, and you stop being a victim to your circumstances. You stop blaming other people. You stop pointing the finger outwards, and you take back your own power, and you literally start to decide, like, what is it that I need right now? What can I give myself? What is it that I want to do? Or how do I feel? How can I get myself to feel better? This responsibility is like the most life-changing thing, I promise you. And it's not, you know, if you've watched any of my YouTube videos, I talk about the mastery of love in one of those videos. It's not about having a partner that fulfills something within you. It's not their job. Your job is to create happiness within yourself. Their job is to create happiness within themselves. And you guys share your life together. And so taking responsibility of your own life, of your own decisions, of how you feel, being responsible for changing how you feel on your own, being responsible to always getting yourself into a place in which you feel good, man, life becomes another level. Joy becomes a different level. And then bring this full circle back to our goals. You are capable of attracting what it is that you want to attract much more easily. You are capable of achieving your goals. You're able to stay in that higher vibration. You're able to motivate yourself more easily. You're not relying on any external sources. It's all coming from within you. And of course, on that note, self-awareness is everything. You have to still be aware of where you are and how you're feeling, because if you wake up one morning and your body is so sore and it's like, please give me a rest day. I don't want to exercise today. Maybe you do give yourself a day off. You know what I mean? There's a fine balance between overextending yourself, overworking yourself, pushing too hard, and then also being too lazy and not doing enough. You have to find that middle point that helps you achieve the goals that you want to get to, but also allows you the downtime that you need in order to help reset yourself and rebalance yourself. Hence why this podcast is called A Blissfully Balanced Life. Like, it's a very thin line, and certain days you might work a little bit more and other days you might rest a little bit more. But when you look at it from a bigger picture, you are allowing yourself to have both aspects in your life. You're not going, you know, you're not on either side of the spectrum too long. So to wrap this up, I just want you guys to understand that by keeping yourself in a higher vibration, by getting back into a feeling state that feels really good, you will easily reach your goals and you won't be stressing about them and you won't be doubting them. You'll just be focusing on feeling a good feeling, getting into that good headspace, keeping your vibration high, and then taking the next step that you need to take in order to get you closer to your goal that you want to get to. Action is still involved. This isn't like just get into a higher vibe and like wait for the universe to deliver things to you. Like, no, it's like get into that higher vibe and take the steps that you need to take in order to make what you want to have happen. So I hope this episode was insightful. I hope it was inspiring. If it was, please feel free to share this on social media. Tag me in it. Let me know on Instagram or on Facebook, whatever it is. And if you have a minute, I'd really appreciate it if you would leave a review for the podcast. But until next time, guys, I'll talk to you soon.